probably say he didn't use common sense or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, let's see, what else might he use?
Didn't use common sense is a, would be a very common expression.
Yeah, or he didn't use, let's see, his knowledge wasn't very good on the subject or something like that.
Or hadn't ought to do that or shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done it as far as that's concerned.
They, and you might comment about people who want you to do a given thing. They want me to do that job, but I just simply...
I can't do it. I cannot do it or can't do it.
Or if you will not, you'd say, I just...
You just won't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this little animal that makes the eerie sounds at night, an animal, I say, a bird.
Yeah, the owl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or the whippoorwill.
Uh-huh.
It makes a lot of noise at night.
Uh-huh. Now, there are some varieties of owls.
Yeah, there are different varieties. There's a hoot owl, what we call a hoot owl.
Uh-huh.
It's the one that you hear in the woods at night, and it says, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Yeah.
And when you're down in the woods sleeping at night, like when we had our place in the country, it was very much in the woods. Quite often they wake you up and you wonder who it is outside. Yeah, when we first got the place and we used to go down there, every once in a while you'd wake up at night and hear one of those hoot owls saying hoo, hoo, way off in the distance, you know. And then there's another bird, it is not necessarily a night bird, it is a very pretty bird and I love to hear it, and that is our dove.
Oh yeah.
The regular dove, you see them around, well we have them here in the yard all summer long. But I love to hear them early, real early in the morning. You'll hear one off in the distance and then one a little closer. They're very, very, some people say, oh, I don't like to hear them. They just give me the creeps. Well, I don't see why, because they have such pretty monotone, just a beautiful tone.
I like that.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, good. Very much. Now, the water animal, the little creature with claws you see in the creeks and so on.
Well, let's see now. It could be the groundhog.
Well, I was thinking of it's an animal with a little fish-like thing that's got claws in the water.
The beaver, you mean?
Water creature. No, it's much smaller than
the thing,
Mr. Sampson. You've seen him crawling around with good-sized claws, and they sometimes are caught by boys.
For fur?
No, not for fur. No, it's a fish-like animal.
The eel, you're
common right. Thing. Well, you're on the right track. I was thinking of.
Is it a fish with claws?
Yeah. Yes. The common little creature with
the
good-sized claws.
The crawfish you're referring to.
Uh-huh. Or the crawdad.
Crawdad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear both of them.
That's why I was questioning. You said the fish with claws. There is a fish that has little legs.
Uh huh.
I don't know whether you've ever seen one or not.
No, I don't.
But I have down at Mel Creek there.
Oh.
So that's the creek that comes out or runs into the Cataract Lake.
I see.
Yeah, they have little legs, front legs and back legs about that long, and they're fish.
Hmm.
I have heard the name, but I don't recall the name of them.
That's certainly interesting. I haven't been down there for years. Oh, now, what about the general term that you've heard and, well, used particularly for undesirable animals and birds and so on?
You would say they were a pest?
Yes. Pests are another